Right, the Titus passage is in your newsletter, just for quick reference. If you want to open up to that, that'll be helpful, or take out your Bibles, even better. If we have time, and I think we will, I've got time for a couple of questions at the end of this. So, now, this will all be recorded and online, text and audio, so you can listen to the ladies as well. It's just this a nicer forum to be able to talk about. So let's get straight into it. Men, let's pray. Father, thanks for the way you guide us in your word. Help us as men to be faithful, to be loving, to think about our relationships with women. And Father, we pray for the guidance of your Holy Spirit as we seek to do that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, today in Australia, pornography is used by at least two-thirds of Australian men on a regular basis. Two-thirds on a regular basis. Australians spend billions of dollars a year on pornography. Recent figures show that as many as tens of thousands of men are using pornography for around 5 hours a day. Tens of thousands of men. And recent studies also show that Christians are just as bad as everyone else when it comes to the use of pornography. There is little difference between religious men and non-religious men. So when does the problem start for us? Well, in Australia, the average age of children's first exposure to pornography, the average age is 11 years old. Between the ages of 8 to 16, 90% of children will have viewed pornography online. 90% by the time they're 16. Figures more recent than that suggest 100%. Pornography changes the way we view our sexuality. Over time, it reprograms our brains in the way that we perceive women and the way we think about sex and sexuality and every member of the opposite sex, whether we're a husband or a brother or a friend to a woman. It changes, reprograms our brain in the way we think about our sexuality. Steve Hambledon is the Australian Medical Association president. He says what a lot of people are saying: girls feel they have to act like porn actors, and boys think they want to be treated that way. In other words, your children, for some of you, your grandchildren, are growing up in a world where they are learning more about sex from the internet than they are from normal people. Now, I say normal because on the internet, over 60% of sexual acts involve violence against women. On the internet, more than half of the sexual acts involve violence towards women, and that is where most of our children and grandchildren are finding their knowledge about sex. And of course, on the internet, most women are treated as objects to be used by men. It's reflected in our advertising now, even in our everyday catalogues for the department stores. We're seeing women and even girls objectified, and that's a direct result of the sickness of our society that has changed the way we think about our sexuality. Now, you would have heard that one or two men are killed by coward punches or king hits every year. You've heard that over the last 15 years? About one guy a year is killed. Do you know, in Australia, one woman a week is killed by domestic violence. One woman a week. You don't see any advertising campaigns about that, do you? But let's help the men, those young men, being king hit and killed one a year, one woman a week by domestic violence. Now, why am I telling you that? You know, I heard one surgeon, actually, he does facial reconstructions. And this one surgeon, he said he does 40 facial reconstructions a year of women who are suffering, who've suffered domestic violence. Just one surgeon, 40 women a year, he reconstructs their face. One woman a week killed. Now, why am I telling you all this? Because at the heart of all of these issues, which are massive issues in our society, which don't get much airplay, massive issues, the problem is men. If you look around you, and you might want to, but don't make eye contact, two-thirds of us visit porn regularly. On average. Don't make eye contact. But that's the reality. We are the problem of the objectification of women and violence against women in our culture. We are the problem. We have all been shaped in our views on, in society by the experiences that we've had. We are the ones that can bring about change. Proverbs 5 is a chapter particularly about adultery. It's a warning to walk away from temptation in verse 3. In verse 15, one of my favourite little ways of putting it, a warning not to drink from someone else's cistern. In other words, cut your own grass. Don't drink from someone else's cistern. Why go to someone else's wife when you're supposed to be faithful to your own? Verse 22, Proverbs tells us the real problem. The evil deeds of the wicked ensnare them. The cords of their sins hold them fast. Ensnaring. Holding fast. This is what pornography, adultery, wandering eyes, unfaithfulness, violence, this is what it does. Those sins hold us, ensnare us, and our children, and our children's children. They ensnare us, they capture us. And once we are captured, it is very difficult to get out of that. Our society distorts who women are. All our relationships with women, not just those of us who are married, certainly not, but in all our relationships with women, not today, we think of our relationship with our mothers, but also our sisters, our friends who are women, wives, girlfriends. God wants us to get back to real relationships with those women. Turn with me to the second reading, Titus 2, in the Bible on page 1200, also in your newsletter in the middle page. How do we get back to real relationships? Well, older men, listen very hard. Verse 2, Timothy writes this, Paul writes this, it's written to Titus, the pastor of a church, and he's told in verse 2, teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance. Older men, mature men, this is for you. Temperance, respectability, self-control, faith, love, and endurance. Older men, being older, you've made mistakes. I know you have, and possibly regret many of them. You've gone down the wrong path. You've had experience in going down the wrong path. You have wisdom of years. But you, older men, as older men, you are the examples for younger men, whether you like it or not. They will follow your bad examples. They will follow your good examples. Like it or not, you are to be examples of faithfulness, respectability, self-control. Because younger men are looking to you. Even subconsciously they look to you for how you treat women. Younger men, they need to be able to talk to you about their life. Whether you're single or you're married, whether you're with kids or without kids, our younger men need you and your wisdom. No matter what your situation in life is, you're an older man. And our younger men need to be able to approach you. In a world that's full of porn, a world that's focused on success and money and wealth and power, in a world where more men seem to be in love with their career than they are with their wife and children in a family setting because of the, you can see the amount of time they spend proportionally. Our single men are also challenged with their singleness and their sexuality. Couples are increasingly struggling with issues of having children and fertility issues. Verse 6. Similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled. In everything, set an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned. Young men need to see in the lives of older men, lives of integrity, seriousness, and sound speech. Now, what does that look like? Well, if you turn back in your Bibles just about six pages to 1 Timothy chapter 5. Let me give you an example of this. 1 Timothy chapter 5, page 1194. Paul writes this to Timothy about the way he's to relate to people in his congregation. Verse 1, do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. It's a very simple model. Older men are your father, older women are your mother. Younger men are your brothers, younger women are your sisters. You know, if men treated all younger women like their sisters with absolute purity, we would see the demise of the porn industry overnight. Because no one has those thoughts about their sister. Not many anyway, I'm sure. This is the problem, and this is the solution. To have a church family that is based on the model of what a regular household family should be. That we're treating older men and women as mothers and fathers, respectfully, and younger men and women as brothers and sisters with purity. It's a family model. And I'll focus more on that one with our younger sisters. Our younger women. Men drive the porn industry. We know that. You can see it in the way we spend. We are the ones responsible for upholding that over $2 billion a year industry in Australia. We're not doing well at setting examples. As a consequence of our love for pornography, we drive violence against women as well. We have failed on many levels to generations before and after us, and we've been enslaved. Many of us are still enslaved. It's very hard to be free from that when you've been enslaved for so long. And your children and your friends and your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, your uncles and aunties are often possibly enslaved too. If you want to have real relationships with women, how do we do that? The perfect example we know is in Jesus. The perfect example in Jesus is the example of temperance and self-control and respect and faith and love and endurance, all the qualities we are looking to have to pass on to our next generations. Jesus shows them in perfection. He is integrity. If you want to have real relationships with women, our first step is to get to know Jesus better. How did he speak to younger men and women? How did he treat women? How did he face struggles and temptations in life? How did he endure? This week, everyone's going to have some homework, I'm afraid. And our homework as men is to pick up a gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke or John. There are copies available just of gospels outside there you can pick up. Pick a gospel, and I want you to read it all the way through this week. One gospel, focusing especially on how Jesus treats women. How he relates to people, but especially how he treats women. Mark's gospel, it's the shortest if you're looking for the easy way out. It's also one of the most focused on women. So it's a good one, but they're all good. Read a gospel all the way through. Older men, you have a bit of further homework. You are to in the next week, or the following week after you've read it, to ask a younger man who's here today, what gospel did they read? Ask them what gospel they read. Talk to them about what you learned about Jesus. Encourage them. Be their example. And I'll tell you, if you're a younger man, and by younger I mean, you know, my age or younger, but you know, most of us here are a younger man because there's an older guy. Someone here is the oldest, right? So everyone else is young. No, it wouldn't be. I'm not looking at you, Len. I'm not looking at you, Len. The responsibility's on your shoulders and all of us. Okay, so we're all younger than someone here, except for one person. If a younger man here does not get asked next week what gospel they read and what they learned, they will feel very dejected. So read a gospel, ask another man what they read and what they learned about Jesus and the way he related to women. His faithfulness, his love, his self-control and his respect. Let me offer if there's any questions. I have a minute to take them if you have any off the cuff. All the web links, the statistics I've given you are online in the text. There are links to those statistics so you can go there. And I assure you that the statistics are very well accepted now in every area of study. Australia, Korea, America, some of the worst countries when it comes to pornography use. There are other sites that talk about other countries that have had filters on their internet which have served well. That's the only stuff I'm aware of. that internet filters for countries actually is an extremely good and effective way. And as parents, as if you're a father, then let me tell you, vigilance is the best way to be on top of looking after your children. Internet filters, all those sort of things, only having computers in public areas in your house, those sort of things, it's your job if you're a father. You are a policeman, because policemen look after the safety of the people in their house. And by being a policeman, you're, in a loving way, you're protecting your kids and your wife. In fact, if you want to be a really good policeman, set the example, put a pornography filter on your own computer and get all warning emails sent to your wife. And let your kids know that if I access the wrong site, your mum knows about it. Be your own policeman, and then you're above reproach. So the kids can't say, oh, you're always picking on me. Well, actually, I'm picking on me too. Church, Christians are like everyone else. Churches are full of broken people, but it's also an environment we don't like to talk about sex. And so we don't. We come from different denominations that are more or less strict. Let me tell you, as guys, come to the sex night. If you've got children that are appropriate age, teenagers, bring them with you. Bring your kids. If you're a grandparent, you've got grown-up kids, bring them along. Talk about it. This is why it's a problem in churches, and this is why churches are one of the ones uncovered for pedophilia more than anyone, because it's just pushed down and no one talks about it. Talk about it. The more you can say the word sex and those other little words of body parts with your kids in an appropriate way, it'll teach them a good, healthy respect for the sex life that God's offered us. Last one. All the psychological evidence shows that the more we indulge in that sort of stuff, the more your brain is rewired to think differently. But you can change back. It's not never too late. Reprogramming the way you think about women is actually a long process, but it's worthwhile. If you have any struggles, come and talk to me, or I can refer you to a good counsellor, Christian counsellor, and we can talk further. But if you're worried about your kids, send them to the sex night as well if they're of appropriate age. I'm going to pray, and then you can nick off. Father, thanks for this time together. Thanks for the words of encouragement and of warning that you give us. Help us to be men of respect, of integrity, and help the older men here, Lord, to teach the younger men and to show by their example a life that is healthy in all relationships. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.